Are there really foods that help reduce belly fat? Is there really such a thing? Well, the answer is yes. What we put in our bodies is very important. It can aid in fat burning or in fat retention. And honestly, the choice is up to us. Stay tuned if you're interested in knowing which foods can help. Welcome to A Journey to Better podcast, where I'll be documenting my journey and providing tips to help you maintain optimal health and live your best life. I'm passionate about helping you crush your goals. I've been on this journey for a while and I've tried it all. Fat loss has always been difficult for me. The weight just seems to stick, and it's been quite a journey over the years. I've tried different diets. Honestly, I've been there. I've tried exercise. I was committed to exercising. I even had a personal trainer for more than 1 year. But when I stopped, the weight gradually picked up again. Just like everyone, I really have to find the time to put in the exercise. But I've always been one to find the time, whether it's early morning, a walk during a break at work, or after work. I've learned to find the time. But I always ask myself, why has it been so difficult for me? Why do others find it so easy? Thank you for listening in as we journey together to better. Appreciate you. Super excited for this episode. Are there really foods that help reduce belly fat? For most people, about 90% of our total body fat is subcutaneous. This means it is soft, pinchable, and sits right underneath the skin. The remaining 10 to 15% is called the intra-abdominal fat. It's often referred to as belly fat since it lives in our abdominal area and it surrounds our vital organs. Belly fat is one of the most dangerous types of fat because it generates adipose hormones, and those are chemical troublemakers that not only surround our organs but also cause inflammation, leading to problems like heart disease and type 2 diabetes. The good news is belly or intra-abdominal fat is one of the easiest types of fats to lose via regular movement and a healthy, well-balanced diet. Yes, that is right. It is the easiest to lose if you implement the right strategies. So, how can one lose belly fat? First, you want to start by cutting back on added sugar. Unfortunately, added sugar is linked to weight gain and other health problems. The second way is by what we choose to eat. This is what we will explore in depth in this episode. But the bottom line is, start by cutting back added sugars. And we also have to intentionally add the following belly fat fighting foods to our plates. Number one, avocados. Avocados are a nutrient-dense fruit containing satiating fiber and heart-healthy monounsaturated fats. Filling up on an avocado toast for breakfast won't cause your blood sugar or insulin levels to spike like other sugar-laden breakfast foods. But here is the thing. Avocados are rich in antioxidants, which have anti-inflammatory effects that help protect against belly fat. So enjoy those avocados. Number two, blueberries. With only 85 calories per cup, blueberries are one of the most concentrated sources of the compound anthocyanins, which may help to lower inflammation, improve glucose control, and insulin resistance, all of which have a direct effect on belly fat. Buy them fresh or frozen and sprinkle them on oatmeal, yogurt, salads, or enjoy them as a snack. I love to add blueberries to my Greek yogurt with granola for a perfect breakfast. Rich in antioxidants, blueberries can help flush your body of toxins that cause weight gain, along with other health problems. This fruit is also an excellent source of vitamin E, which is ideal for anti-aging effects, along with vitamin C to boost your immune system. Eating a handful a day can assist in losing belly fat. So enjoy those blueberries. Number three. Edamame. Edamame and other legumes such as black beans, lentils, and chickpeas are high in soluble fiber and resistant starch, a prebiotic that feeds healthy gut bacteria called probiotics. Once fueled, probiotics produce fatty acids that create a resilient lining in the gut, keeping foreign inflammatory stimulating particles from getting into the bloodstream. Resistant starch also plays an important role in weight loss by boosting satiety and improving insulin sensitivity. Edamame is fast and easy to cook. Just boil frozen pods for 3 to 5 minutes, drain, and enjoy. So enjoy edamame and other legumes as well. Number four, eggs. Eggs are high in quality protein and low in calories and come packaged in a perfect single portion. Can't beat that, right? Protein promotes fullness and satiety and requires more energy to digest than carbs and fat. Protein does not cause blood sugar to spike, which would lead to an unwanted insulin response, but it promotes muscle growth and repair. Eggs provide all the positive things that can help you lose and reduce abdominal fat. So enjoy those eggs. I like my eggs, whether it's boiled, whether it's poached, and I just love it as a scrambled egg or omelet. So enjoy it in the way you like it. Number five, fish. Omega-3 rich fatty fish like salmon help increase the protein hormone levels in the blood. This hormone has significant anti-inflammatory properties and helps lower inflammation by regulating glucose levels in the bloodstream. Other fatty fish, such as sardines, have also been linked to weight loss. So enjoy your fish, especially the omega-3 rich fatty fish. Number six, probiotic rich foods. Building a healthy gut has numerous health benefits, including better digestion, improved mental health, protection against cancer, and even weight loss. The makeup of our gut bacteria is extremely unique and plays a role in the production of hormones that regulate appetite and insulin sensitivity. Fuel your body with probiotic-rich fermented foods like kombucha, kimchi, fresh sauerkraut, plain or Greek yogurt to promote better gut health, up potential weight loss, reduce inflammation, and regulate appetite, which all affect the accumulation of belly fat. So enjoy those probiotic rich foods. Number seven, green tea. The natural antioxidant found in green tea might positively alter the gut environment and inhibit carbohydrate digestion and absorption. A study in the Journal of Nutrition found when combined with exercise, green tea drinkers had a 7% body fat loss over a 12-week period than non-tea drinkers. These natural antioxidants found in green tea also help reduce inflammation and protect the body from free radicals that cause damage to our healthy cells. So enjoy that green tea. And lastly, number eight, Sweet potato. Sweet potatoes top the leaderboard when it comes to carotenoid concentration. Carotenoids are plant pigments responsible for the bright red, yellow, and orange hues in many fruits and vegetables. They are a class of brightly colored red, orange, and yellow pigmented antioxidants, which have an inverse correlation with total body fat content. According to a recent study published in the Journal of Nutrition, these have tremendous benefits. Sweet potatoes are also a source of prebiotic rich resistant starch. Resistant starch is a carbohydrate that resists digestion in the small intestines and ferments in the large intestines. As the fibers ferment, they act as a prebiotic and feed the good bacteria in the gut. Resistant starch is good for weight loss and controlling glucose. So enjoy that sweet potato. I personally like my sweet potato as sweet potato fries. So enjoy it in the way that you like. The bottom line is losing belly fat should be a priority, and it carries a greater risk of heart disease and other health problems like blood pressure and inflammation. So make belly fat a priority. In addition to moving your body regularly, we talked about the benefits of walking in a previous episode. Walking can help blast that belly fat. I am living proof that walking blasts belly fat for sure. Also, it's important to focus on consuming primarily nutrient-dense whole foods and cutting back on high sugar processed foods. Here's the thing. Incorporating anti-inflammatory foods like blueberries, quality proteins like eggs and edamame, healthy fats from avocados and fatty fish, along with gut-friendly foods such as kimchi and green tea, and resistant starches such as sweet potato, can help you lose weight and definitely shed that belly fat. So let's do a quick recap. Belly fat is one of the easiest fats to lose via regular movement and a healthy, well-balanced diet. Number one, start by cutting back on added sugars. And number two, add the following belly fat fighting foods to your plate. Number one, avocados. Number two, blueberries. Number three, edamame and other legumes. Number four, eggs. Number five, fish. Number six, probiotic rich foods. Number seven, green tea. And last but not least, number eight, sweet potato. Let's go and blast that belly fat by healthy eating. Hope you enjoyed our episode for today. Till next time, happy listening. That's it for today. If you liked our episode, please do smash that subscribe button, give us 5 stars, and leave an honest review. That is what gets the word out there. Till next time, happy listening.